9 Peter Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30313 for the Hip Hop Town Hall.
No admission or RSVP necessary. For more information, visit OmenAgency.com.
Oh yeah, what up? Yes. You know, like we always do about this time, man. Welcome everybody to K100 Radio. We're here for another installment of our Direct Line Artist Interview Series. This is what we do over here at K100 Radio. This is where we shine light and show some love to some independent artists. Sit down and have a conversation with them about their music. Let the people listening, you know what's going on with them. Really ask them some in-depth questions about what they got going on, their grind, their life, everything, whatever the hell I feel like asking. There's no set rules about what I'm going to ask an artist on a Direct Line interview. I'm not going to ask them anything. You never know what they'll come out of my mouth. You never know. It's risky doing an artist interview over here at K100 Radio, I got to tell you. And it's risky because sometimes I put artists in predicaments. Some artists, you know, I try to corner them and say, yo, man, ask them some real serious questions. And sometimes they shine. Sometimes they come off as the most intelligent person ever. And sometimes you realize they rode a short bus, shawty. Sometimes it happens like that. Be that as it may, that's what we're doing. Welcome, everybody. So today, without further ado, on the line, we got Dante J. That's who's checking in with K100 Radio today. Dante J, what's up, homie? What's popping? Welcome to K100 Radio.
Man, what's good, man? Glad to be here.
That's what's up, man. Well, I'm glad you're rocking with us. I'm glad you took the time to sit down and schedule an interview and you come chop it up with us. You know what I'm saying? So representing H-Town, and we got a lot of love for Texas over here at K100 Radio. We got two DJs from Texas. Oh, no, three DJs from Texas over here. Actually, two of them that's residing in Houston. Shouts out to DJ L Boogie. The listening party goes down live tonight. You know what I'm saying? Tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Make sure you tune in to DJ Mo Fat. So we already rock with Texas. Texas is rocking with us. DJ D's is coming up and representing Dallas. They're coming up today at 5 o'clock. All these guys, Texas is rocking with us, and we're rocking with Texas. And I'm glad that you got a chance to call in and chop it up with us, man. So first of all, go ahead and introduce yourself officially to the broadcast.
All right, my name is Dante J., hip-hop artist out of Houston, Texas. Actually originally out of East Texas in Lufkin, but I live in Houston now. I've been there the past about 10 years trying to make it, making new music, man. Hope y'all like it.
That's what's up. So as far as you're kind of new to the game. How long you been doing music?
The first time I recorded, probably it's been about like 9 years. I like recorded my very first song when I was like 19.
Mm-hmm. So you're not really new to it. How many projects do you have done so far to date?
I've done a couple projects. It's just like when I'm actually releasing one in about 2 weeks. It's going to be my third official project.
Your third official project. And what's the name of it?
It's called No Evil.
No Evil. So you got a lot of, as an independent artist, the scene out there in Texas is, to me, is one of them, it could be one of the most gravy places to do music. Simply because it's one of those states and areas where you can just lock down just Texas, you know what I'm saying, and really make some money, you know, because the state is so in the West Coast, you know, it's a lot of artists who live off just the state of Texas. You know, you can literally go gold in the state of Texas if it's happened back in the day when people actually used to buy music. I don't know, people feel like they don't have to do that anymore, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, people used to literally go, you know, sell 500,000 records, you know, just in Texas and surrounding states, so... and you guys got your own sound, which is always great. You know, Texas has a lot of legends in the game. You know what I'm saying? But Texas is Texas. You know, Texas never tried to be New York and never tried to be anything but Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know it's one thing I've always respected about the area, respected about H-Town, Dallas, Cash when I meet them. And it's not just those two cities, I'm just saying. Just people when I meet them in Texas, they're like, yo, it's Texas, whatever. You know, you guys really rock with each other. How is it... What is it like the Texas music scene right now? Because Rap A Lot used to just be dominant, so dominant. It's not so much anymore. What's really popping out there in the state?
I mean, Rap A Lot ain't quite there yet. It still has its buzz around like Texas. Like if you're in Texas, like you still miss Rap A Lot. But as far as that, it's just a bunch of new up and comers, a bunch of independent artists trying to come up there. People trying to like start their brands and sort of like pretty much take their slot at the top. Top brand coming. So it's like a grind right there. Everybody's fighting for the top spot.
So how is the, I guess I can use the word camaraderie with the independent artists out there. I'll tell you this. I'll give you my own personal thing about it. I actually met an artist that was out there in Houston, and we worked together on a project that I did. And for me, it was great because like he was an independent artist, but he was working, he was grinding, and so I got a lot of love from Texas. To me, I feel like Texas kind of shows love because I actually got like a whole bunch of social media followers and stuff like that from the project. And you know, Texas, you know, it helped actually get my name buzzing from the station personally in Houston, you know. And for me, I was like, man, you know, they rock with independent music in Texas. So
yeah,
you know, is it okay? This is the thing in Atlanta, right? Atlanta is so flooded with artists and music. It's just a music scene so heavy that people are like, ah, yeah, you rap, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you hit a rapper here. You know what I'm saying? But No, in Texas, it seems like, hey, you doing some music, man. They may actually stop listening to your shit, and if they like it, they may fuck with it. Is it like that?
Yeah, I mean, it is like, no BS. Like, if you want to, like, you still got a couple people that look at you like, nah, man, I ain't trying to rock with you. Just walk off. But, like, you can pretty much, if you want to right now, if you're in Houston, you can walk to the Galleria, have a backpack full of CDs. At least out of 20 people, at least 5 of them for sure are going to actually listen to what you just gave. I don't know if they're gonna love it or not. At least like show you how to tell to check it out. At least try to see what you're talking about. Try to do something.
Okay.
There's a bunch of artists here too. Same way, you can pretty much start rocking somebody in the head. But when Texas is so big, there's so many people. Like now you're trying to step on other people's shoes, so it's like easier for you to differentiate between who's really who and who's really doing something.
So okay, then let me ask you then. So what you said is big. I don't know if it's. Because this city is technically big. Texas. The thing about Texas is it's got a couple of cities. Like it's got Houston and it's got Dallas and it's got San Antonio, Fort Worth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different places. You know what I mean? So I think that makes it a little different from Atlanta. Whereas as far as the hip hop scene, you got in Atlanta, you've got Atlanta. I mean, in Georgia, you've got Atlanta. You know, you got some of these surrounding places. You know, I rock with places like Macon has a little music so as well. But you know, you got about at least 2 or 3. Cities, you know, you got all you got South by Southwest, Austin. You know what I'm saying?
Austin,
you got,
yeah.
You know, different places that you can spread it around with. So I ask you this: when you, as an independent artist, right? Do you feel like pressing up your stuff and going out on the grind, actually selling physical CDs, or do you prefer to go online promo like you're doing now? This will be considered online promo because this is the online radio station. You know, I try to tell independent artists all the time. You know, you get your game up, you can get your CDs up or whatever, but you need to have an online promo game. So as an independent artist, what's worked more for you? Hand-to-hand combat with CDs in the streets or online promo and doing things like this to help your career?
Actually, with me, it's been online promo. Like, honestly with you, like, because the CDs are actually good to be impressed, but you're not going to, like, really move your product too much with just press CDs unless you already have a name. Like, if nobody knows who you are, Less people will go out and check for your CD if they see it. Like, what's this? I don't know this. They won't pick it up. But online, they're on social media and places like that anyway. So if you're hitting them up, they're going to be online, so they'll be more willing to go check out your music online than they would if they were just sitting there. And you handed them CD. They're like, well, okay, I'm in the middle of this. I'm going to really mess with this. I did my time to get their car. They can forget about it. So I feel like online is actually, like, it's been better for me as an independent artist. Like, honestly, this album, I'd now be the first one I've ever pressed up actual copies for. All my other albums and my other, like, works, I've only done digitally. Like, I've only done digital. That's the only way I've done them until, like, now.
What made you do that, though? Why the switch? Because you're going to have people that will argue with you and say, look, man, that was, why'd you even do that if you already, you know, were digital, a quote-unquote digi artist is what they call them, where everything, all their content is digital. What made you go ahead and press CDs?
Because I just feel like at this point I'm starting to actually expand more as an artist. I'm starting to pick up more fans, so I need to actually have more product to give out. Now I'm actually at the point where if I had CDs, with my CDs I can actually sell them. I actually know someone who would want to buy my CD now. As when before, I have a CD that like, okay, you can give it to me for free, but wouldn't nobody buy it from me? They wouldn't give me money for it. That's just straight up. Like, but with online, I can, like, they don't know me as a person. They want to find out who I am as a person. So they try to figure me out as an artist, so they would buy it online rather than buy it, like, physically. But now more and more people know me. So more people, like, if I can approach more people, they would actually buy the CD. So I feel like now, like, I can do both and actually make a profit off of it.
So you basically, short answer is, you done got your weight up. Okay. The short answer is, homie done got his weight up, and you know what I'm saying?
A little bit.
Ready to put you on the street like that. Okay, we got it. I got it. So let's just pause for a second. The music, all right? Well, how would you describe your style? You know what I'm saying? I got two songs that we're going to get ready to play here. We got Selfie, we got Jangle. You know what I'm saying? And again, as I said earlier, Texas tends to have its own sound for the most part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So are you Texas? You know what I'm saying? Are you H-Town repping? You know what I'm saying? You know, coming down, you know, is it, you do screw music? Is it some screwed hooks on here? Is it what we can expect from Texas, or are you stepping outside of the box? Before we even play it, I like to hear you describe it. The people are going to hear that for themselves. They're going to determine that. But before they even hear the music, what would you say?
All right, well, if you buy the album, you hear, like, I got a lot of Texas in there. Like, I have one song where, like, the whole half end of the song, I screwed the whole track. So, like, it screws down to the track. But so I got a good mix. I pretty much got mostly, like, a Texas-ish sound, because I can't help myself. It's just how I talk and how I deliver. But I tried to branch out a little bit. I tried to do a little, like, different West Coast, like, little dirty style stuff in there. Like, I even got some stuff that's, like, DJ Mustard-ish, like, I tried to, like, take some examples from other people and bring it in with my Texas style and try to, like, make it work. But for the most part, like, I always have, like, a heavy R&B influence, like, on my music. So, like, you'll get a song like Selfie, that's like an R&B track, it's like a love song. But, like, I'm also add more, like, club music, more hype stuff to it, like this, what you'll get with Jangle. Like,
okay.
There's a stark contrast between them.
Right. Well, you know, diversity is important. You know, and there's two ways that you can break as an artist. I tell people, you can either capture the club, you can capture, well, three ways. You can capture the club, capture the street, or capture the women. You know what I'm saying? If you capture the women.
Yeah, women's the best way to go. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, you know, with the catchy enough hook and, you know what I'm saying, a decent flow.
Yeah.
If you do, you know, go and get a couple of crunches and get your six-pack game up and take your shirt off and put it on your Instagram.
Yeah. I say they'll like every picture, man. It's like clockwork.
You might win. You might have something there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I've seen it work for guys. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I've seen it work for dudes.
Yeah.
Dudes, you know what I'm saying? Women, they're supportive. You know, guys can love you, but they won't never tell you they love your music. Like, it's like, nah. Yeah, I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the nature of us, man. We're men, man. You know, we don't want to seem like we really support another person too much. Now, do we, fellas? Huh?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was sarcasm for anybody who that might went anybody over anybody's head. That was sarcasm. That's a problem with us right now, anyway, fellas. We gotta learn how to show some love to the next man who's doing this thing and grinding. And that's what we're doing right here, right now, with K1's Radio with Dante J. So speaking of that, we're going to get ready to go into the music, all right? We're going to play one song. I think I got a couple people on the phone lines that may want to talk, ask a couple questions. I got a couple callers on the switchboard, so we'll take a couple calls after we play this first song. I'm going to let you introduce this first. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to do Selfie first, all right?
All right.
This is my first. Tell me who produced it. What you were thinking about, you know, when you wrote it, you know, what are we going to hear right now on this track?
All right. It's actually produced by a producer that's out Yahweh, that's out in Georgia. I think he's actually based in Atlanta. His name Beats by Jake. But with okay. Selfie's going to be more like an R&B song. It's like slow down. It's just kind of capture the moment kind of song. Like, Selfie's the thing to do right now. So I was like, what can I do to capture pretty much what's going on towards the end of 2014? Pretty much take selfies with Instagram and stuff like that. Like, that's what's popping now. So
right.
I was like, okay. Then I applied it to, like, kind of making a love story out of it. Like, okay, it's like me and my girl, like, okay, if we had a day at the park or something like that, what would we do? We'd be taking selfies or something, and she'll be posting on her, like, social media. So I just pretty much ran from it with that.
All right. So that is selfies. I mean, I don't care. Everybody, even the most gangster dude tried it one time. It's like, yeah, he ain't pushing no selfie, man. He did a selfie once. He did. One time. He might have deleted it, but he put it in, or maybe he put it in that private Facebook group at that one chick he trying to cut online that he met that he ain't never really met before. Somewhere, somebody.
Or he took it something hard or something.
Probably
he
so.
Did something.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, without further ado, let's go. This is Dante J. This joint is called Selfies. Hit us up if you want to holler at them. I see some people on the phone line, so we'll take a couple calls after we play this joint. 347-934-0966. That's an up shout to the show. All right. Hit us up. Follow Dante J on Twitter at Dante_J. You got to check him up with the IG. It's like really long. It's Dante J.
Oh.
I had to copy paste that part. But at Dante J. At Dante J on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you hit
us up.
Yeah, then hit us up. We're going to post this. Of course, this interview is going to be posted up on chainlessentertainment.com, our main website, up on the interview, so you can always catch it if you couldn't hear it live. But here we go. This is Selfie. It's Dante J featuring, what did I say? Ozai. What is that name? Featuring who?
Ozai.
Oh, featuring Ozai.
Yes.
Dante J featuring yes. Ozai. All right, Selfie. World premiere on K100 Radio, of course. First time you ever heard it here. Let's go.
Are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Radio. That was Selfie, Dante J. Now that joint right there, all right. That was actually I like that joint, man. You know what I mean? That was like real smooth, and that's kind of stuff we'll be looking for here at K100 Radio. We're gonna throw that one into rotation. I like that one, Dante J.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? That's a real chicks, and I tell people all the time, man. You know, a lot of my listeners over here at K100 Radio, they're women. You know, women have jobs. Women can afford smartphones and internet service.
Yeah.
They internet radio a lot, you know what I'm saying? Maybe want to hear new music and stuff. But shout out to the fellas that rock with me too. A lot of fellas do. They up on their game. They up on their tech crunch, and they know about internet radio. But it's a couple people on the phone line. I'm gonna see if anybody wants to holler at you real quick or give a shout out. We'll ask them real quick. I got a couple people on the phone, so I'll check in with these people that's chimed in and see if anybody wants to holler at me. I call out your numbers. You say what's up? 832-388. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping? Who's this? Hello. 832-388. Hello. I guess they didn't want to talk. 936-635. Hello. K100. 935. Okay, they just listening. 832-577. It's like all of them are calling in, but nobody wants to talk. 832-577. Hello. Okay, so everybody call in representing everybody wants to say shit on the air. Why are they all like not wanting to talk? I found out in a minute. Oh, no. Next time I go to the commercial break, I'm gonna go to all their, because it's like by six people that all of them are representing 832, which is Texas, and 936, and yeah. None of them are saying shit. These must be your people, and they're scared to say something.
Yeah, I'm making fun of one of them right now. Just text her. She's like, she forgot the first one. I'm like, ah, oh, shit.
She, but nah. I'm going to try it one more time. Hold on. No. I want to make sure. Because if people call in and they calling in, you know, give you a shout-out or whatever, I'm like, yo, just give them a shout-out. Don't be scared. It's only people are listening. Yes, a lot of people are going to be listening to this recording, too. But so what? It's just what's going to happen? If you mess up, I'll cut it out. I'll cut it out of the recording. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to come to the phone lines one more time. Because I like the selfie joint. And I want to get real caller feedback about it. I think it's dope. I think we're going to rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Let me try this again. 936-635. Welcome to K100 Radio. Hello? Hey, what's going on? What's up?
I want to give a shout out to my motherfucking brother, man. Keep doing your thing, Dante J.
Ah, that's what's up. David, what's your name? What's your name?
My name's Taylor, man.
Hello, what's your name again?
Rashad, man.
Oh, Rashad. Okay, we got Rashad on the line. Well, shout out to Rashad for showing some love to Dante J. calling in representing his motherfucking brother. Damn it, you heard him. He called in representing for his motherfucking brother, Dante J. So, is this actually, this your blood brother or your homie brother? Which one?
Thank you, man. I watched him grow up, man.
Well, that's what's up. Well, we're glad that you got a chance to call in and represent and show the homies some love live on the air on K100. We appreciate the call in. I know you probably already know about the music and everything, so we're not going to ask you if you're rocking with the music. We already know you are because you call in to support. And that's what's up, man. That's what's all about, having a fan base and having a...
man, what you doing up there?
What'd you say?
I said I like your show, man. I like what you're doing up there.
Oh, man, appreciate it. And if you like this show, by all means, please download our free app. I got to tell you. Download our free app. Download our free app in the Android store or on the iPhone. If you got an Android or an iPhone, if you don't have one of those, I don't know what the hell kind of phone you got. What is it? A flip phone? I don't know. But if you got an Android or iPhone, download our app. Just type in K-100 Radio, and it'll pop up real easy for you. Download it. It's free. You can listen to us 24/7. You're going to hear some Dante J, because we're going to throw selfie into rotation over here at K-100 Radio. We're going to rock with it. That's what's up.
On it ASAP.
All right, man. He getting it. See? Another satisfied customer. All right, Dante J. By the way, before I'm going to go ahead and get ready to go to the next song. But the other two numbers, the other couple numbers that's on the phone, I'm going to give you guys one more chance, all right? I'm gonna play the next song, and when we come back after that song, go in there, go give your baby to your mama. Them tell them, hold on for a minute, you gotta talk to your baby dad. Whatever you got, whatever lie you gotta make up, tell your boss you take a shit. If you need to go to break at work, all right. And we're gonna play this next song. We'll come back, and we're gonna give you guys a chance. Press the number one on the keypad if you wanna holler at me. All right, 347-934-0966. If you're just listening, one of my general listeners, call up and give this brother some feedback about what you think about his music, all right? 347-934-0966. But we got this next song, and this one, you say this was kind of a club joint, right? This is called Jangle. Tell me about this one.
This is a banger here. Funny thing about like, how I even came up with this song, like I was just sitting in the house one day, like I was watching Life, and remember Bernie Mac's character kind of like, he used to say Jangle like all that, right? So I'm sitting there messing with my girl, I'm like, I just kept saying it like over and over, then like I was just listening to beats. And then I kind of like got inspired, I was like, and I just kept saying it, I was like, I kind of switched up the way I said it a little bit, and then I just ran with it from there, it jammed, and like I did it for like 2 weeks straight, I was like, kept doing the chorus, and like, hey, this is gonna work. Then got hit the studio, boy Ozai and my homie Charlie Hustle from East Oakland, and yeah, man, just made a hit. So the funny part is Charlie wasn't supposed to be on the song at first. He was just sitting there like listening in, giving me feedback and stuff like that. You know, he helped advise me sometimes. But he was like, it's too much of a bank. Like he had to hop on it.
All right, so yeah, you got, and I see you got a couple of features and everything. You know what I'm saying? So. Definitely want to make sure that, you know, we show some love. Tell me, who produced this again? Who produced this track?
This would be the same producer. The first one would be Beast by Jay.
Okay, Beast by Jay. All right, shout out. And the crazy, let me ask you this. You said it's a producer out this way. Have you ever met that producer? You met him before physically?
No, never physically. Actually, we linked up off of Reverb Nation, and he made it work from there.
That's the beauty. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. This is 2014. It's all the internet, bro. You know what I'm saying? You need to get your radio. Your radio, you know how behind times you are if you're listening to terrestrial radio all day FM. That technology is like almost 100 years old. You're riding around. I mean, would you drive a Model T, a Ford Model T car? No, you wouldn't drive it. So why do you ride around listening to the same radio your great-grandma and them did? K100 Radio is the shit. We're the future. We're up next. Internet radio is period, point blank. But we're definitely on deck. All right, this is Dante J. All right, Ozai and Charlie Hustle featuring. All right, you know what I'm saying? Collaboration across the internet, across the world, the World Wide Web, which is what we love over here at K100 Radio. We love the internet. That's why we exist. All right, Dante J. Name of the joint is called Jangle. You heard it here first. You dig? K100 Radio.
Are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Okay, ma'am, on caboose, I am
gaining. You must be from Cali, your body is burning. It did that thing, that is my set. Got me doing backstroke with the side
wet. Excuse what I say, I'm somewhat explicit. But these ratchet bitches, they love my lyrics. Drop that ass, like they drop the beat. Drop that thing, drop it right to my feet.
Bring it up slow, rub the crotch. Shake that thing like it just changed top. Wobble, 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 wobble. I beat that thing, now it's hot.
Super without me, but she know I'm not the poppy. I'm talking Madame Cum Laude, Range Rover seats and Bugatti. That pussy pop like a fire. It's a noise, you're driving 90. It's a moment for real. She know it's not a game. She know she went insane, cause she living a lie. Bitch, I told you for real, no pussy eyes in the field. If you shot, you get killed. We get murked for the game. One shot, you go insane. Now, nigga, I know your name. This is
Tennessee, blow it up.
One time.
Super 9-11, did you see
the first time?
Real, if you wanna get it right, left, left, right, you get it your left eye.
Jay-a-lane.
Work that thing, work that thing.
Jay-a-lane.
spinning, spinning like a cyclone. Bitch, 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 I'ma take you home. So I won't be alone. You can give me dome all night long.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Met her at the club. She let me rock. I was in my means. I bought the whole team drink. Her name is Dominique. I knew she was a freak. So I just almost was a torn sheet.
Jayaline.
Work that thing, work that thing.
Jayaline.
Work that thing, work that thing.
Are now tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah. And if we get up out of here, man, you know what I'm saying? That was Jangalang. That was Dante J. We're going to holler at the homie one more time. You know what I'm saying? Dante J, man, I like that right there, too, though. That is a club banger. That's a dope beat. You know what I'm saying? And then, I know what I'm saying, you kind of changed the flow up a little bit at one point, and then you was like, kind of, you know, started flowing for a minute. I was like, oh, shit, you know, step the bars up real quick. You know, I actually flow for those joints. And I think I'm going to ride with both of them. I think I'm going to play Selfie a little bit more just because of the way it is, you know, and it kind of, this is real. You know what I'm saying? But the club banger joint, I definitely pass on to my DJs, of course, on our station. You know, shout out to me. I make sure L Boogie and Mo Fat and D's got that record. You know what I'm saying? All the Texas guys. You know what I'm saying? Make sure those guys get that record and make sure they're showing some Texas love to you, homie. Definitely going to make sure we do that. You feel me? So, yeah. Hold on. I got somebody that actually want to holler at you real quick. Hold on. Let me check this out. 832-388. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ashley. I just want to say I'm, like, so proud of him.
That's what's up.
Proud of him.
Where you calling in from, Ashley? 832 representing. Where is that at?
Houston.
H-Town in the South building. Definitely. All right, Ashley. So how long you been knowing Dante J?
Like, what, 2.5 years now?
About true.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't happen to be his baby mama, would you? I'm just asking.
No, I ain't the baby mama yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. She said, yet, Dante J. Going down.
I know. I guess we're going to have that conversation when we get home, huh?
Well, Pat actually was able to call in and show some support. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody from representing from H-Town. You got a couple of 832 numbers. Everybody didn't want to talk, though. That was weird. But shouts out to Ashley for calling in. Ashley, you going to download the K1's radio app so you can catch Dante J.
I already did it.
True. Well, do me one more shot. Follow Instagram at K1's underscore radio. Follow at K1's underscore radio. Also, follow Dante J. Twitter at Dante J. And then before his IG question is like mad long and I can't remember it. But you'll find it. I know you got it already. You already following them, ain't you? Don't lie.
Yep.
Of course you are. All right, Ashley. Definitely. All right, one more call and we get ready to roll, wrap this thing up. 832-577. Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Gerald, man.
What's going on, Gerald? Thank you for calling the K100 Radio. Shouts out for calling in for the Dante J interview, man. H-Town again, represent. That's what's up, man. Did you like the songs? I know you're rocking with the homie, right?
Already, man. Just want to say shout out to my boy Dante J, man. I'm real, real, real proud of you, homie. You done came a long way and you're doing your thing, man. You got my support, bro. Real talk.
Absolutely,
already,
man.
Already,
man. Yeah, for sure, man. Thanks to everybody for calling in, man. Shout out to Gerald. You know what I'm saying? Ashley, bro, that was on the line earlier, bro. What up, bro? Hey, you guys, make sure you guys rock with K1's Radio. What we're trying to do over here is, man, show some love to people. Like, if you rocking with Dante J, cool. If you may discover some music that you really love. We got a lot of artists out of Houston that we playing, man. You feel me? That we spinning on the team. Maybe even Houston or Dallas or whatever. You may have never heard of them, but they're doing their thing. Again, matter of fact, DJ coming up at 5 o'clock. He representing Dallas. DJ L Boogie comes on at 7 o'clock. He representing Houston, H-Town, live in the mix with the listening party. You know what I'm saying? We got two Texas DJs on deck right behind the show. I line this up perfectly. Scenario myself. So all my Texas people that's listening to this, Make sure you download the K100 Radio app. It's free. Go to your app store or go to Google Play, K-100 Radio. Type that in and rock with us. Dante J, man, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, man, definitely. Yeah, I got to do this again.
That's what's up, man. Another satisfied customer. Yes. Over here on K100 Radio. And we aim to please. We aim to please. Dante J, give out all your contact information, man, and everything that you want the people to know that's listening right now. Run it.
All right. Yeah, man, be sure to go to iTunes, Amazon, any kind of online music store on December 16th and buy my album, No Evil. Trust me, it's guaranteed to be to satisfy you. It'll be about the best indie album right here this year.
That's what's up.
And
we just heard two songs from it, so you know it's dope. You know it's got at least two songs out of it. You know, nowadays, two songs about all you're going to get from a nigga. No, I'm just playing. You just heard two songs already, so you might want to go ahead and go check that out. Give them your social media information.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hit me up on Twitter at Dante_J or on Instagram at Dante_J New Era Terror. That's Dante_J New Era Terror.
Just
hit me up on Twitter.
That IG is mad long.
I know. They had no Dante J's, but somebody took my. Chicken already, man. So the some originals.
How about Dante_J_H-Town?
I think I tried that, but it still didn't work. But I don't know. I might go over to make a choice.
Okay. Make sure you do that. Make sure you get. Man, just hit him up and damn it, find it. Just do your research. Dante J, damn it, look it up. If you can't remember that. And I've been waiting. I've been playing this interview for over a week. Before we go, man, again, salute to you, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. Before we go, of course, I'm going to play the boss. How can I end the show with all these Texas folk on the line without playing a little bit of Face Mob? Of course I got to end it with Face Mob. Are you people smoking? I could have ended it with Screw, but I wanted to end it with Face Mob. Because Face Mob is my dude out in Texas. I love R.I.P. the pimp, you know what I'm saying? Bumpy is the dude still, you know what I mean? But Face Mob is my dude. And he's on the song with my other dude, Pac. K100 Radio, man, this has been a Direct Line Artist Interview Series live with Dante J, representing H-Town. Remember, you can always hear the replay of this. If you didn't hear the whole thing, we're going to put it on our website, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com. You can hear the interview with Dante J. If you missed it, give us about a week or so after we get a chance to edit it up and chop it up. Give us a couple of days. We'll put it up there. Make sure you go check back maybe Monday or something. It should be up there posted. You can hear interviews with Yo Gotti, B.O.B., Sorry the Kid, you know, who else we got? We got a whole bunch of people. I can't think of anything right now. I'm not even trying to. Because it's all about Dante J right now. And that's what you're really listening for, right? Of course it is.
Hey, yeah.
You got rocking the man. Shouts out to Dante J, man, and everybody that called in to show some love to the show and support to the homie, man. We really appreciate it. All right, Dante J, man. We out, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for rocking with us, man. And make sure you, you know, tell the world. It's K100 Radio.
Already, gotcha.
All right. And that's that. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to another Direct Line Artist Interview. Face Mob! I know you. Are y'all happy? Of course you are. Smile for me now. K100 Radio.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.
But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Here's a message to the newborns, waiting to breathe. If you believe, then you can achieve. Look at me, against all odds, though life is hard to carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smile for me now. Praises I run, and I can walk through the days that it does. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came. Look back on Java for a reason, I'm still feeling it. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibe the strain. And a man without a focus life, driving me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy, making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it big. And after all, my mama thanking God for blessing and shout. All my mama got to do now is collecting and smile. Smile.